Got a lonely teardrop from out of the past February of 1959. Double gold on your friend, the Big VN. If you like that old solid gold from back then, be sure to listen to Army Specialist Bob Casey Saturday evenings between 10:30 at noon or midnight. One of those two, okay?
You should have a plague shot every 6 months. Then again, it's up to you, not the dispensary, to be sure you keep up on those shots. No one wants to get sick, but plague is so hated that it's been named Black Death. With the wonder of medicine being what it is today, why take a chance? Protect yourself. Keep track of those plague shots, and in fact, all your shots.
You're going to have to pardon us if we sound a little bit chaotic today, but we got a party going on here for Australian Army Sergeant John Hounslow. He's leaving pretty soon, and we're planning a party. It just sounds great. I'm not kidding. In the meantime, those hits just keep on coming. Here's Mendocino.
St. Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country with all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teenage lovers, I caught your way last night. It's in the mind of the world. Since you grew, we don't move. Please stay in my love, I've got it real. Fast talking guys, strange that I have a couple things in your head, it's gonna matter.
Number 14 from the Ambient State Set Survey, Sir Douglas Quintet is called Mendocino, and I think I can hear John coming. Army Sergeant John Hounslow is coming as well. Second look, I don't think he knows if he's going or coming.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home.
That's my song, my swan song. Good morning, everyone. The time has come, the walrus said, and this just happens to be the last time for me, for I believe the word is short. I'm Army Sergeant John Hounslow, and this is an Australiana extravaganza, sometimes referred to as news from Australia. Melbourne tycoon Reg Ansett, after his successful promotion of the Lionel Rose bantamweight title fight, is now moving into the Australian movie industry. Ansett, Managing Director of Ansett Transport Industries, has been appointed a Director of Motion Picture Investments Limited and will have a substantial shareholding in the company. The recently established company will back the production of 10 Australian feature films in the next 5 years. The Melbourne Totalisator Agency Board says it can run a football betting competition if asked to do so by the state government. This follows a request to the state government from the VFL for permission to run a highest and lowest football scores competition in association with the TAB. State Chief Justice Sir Arthur Ryler has said he'll investigate the request, but no decision will be made until a thorough investigation of the proposal has been made. The Victorian state government has introduced legislation to allow Sunday newspapers to be published in the state. Local Government Minister Hamer has told the Legislative Council that the law will remove an anomaly in the Summary Offences Act, which precludes publishing a newspaper more than 3 Sundays in a year, and then only for news of national importance. In Brisbane this week, dogs at the city abattoir went on strike over wage claims for their masters. And the strike is said to be seriously affecting the sheep killing rate. The sheep stockmen are not getting their claims, so the 20-odd dogs are not being worked. And in the words of one union official, the dogs will stay out until the firm comes to heel. The miniskirt creates certain problems for most young women today, but one bright young thing solved the problem this week while stooping to unload and deliver cartons of day-old chickens to a poultry raiser at Gosford. The micro-mini-skirted girl donned an apron. But was it for modesty or a new fashion when she wore it back to front? Police in Brisbane fear they have a dangerous criminal on their hands following a bizarre housebreaking one night recently. A burglar broke into a flat at West End and molested a married woman sleeping only a few feet from her husband. The burglar removed the bedclothes and then cut off her nightgown with a razor blade. He was so skillful that the woman didn't realize what had happened until she woke up in the morning nude. Now a word of warning for our Kiwi friends. A recent copy of Waikiki Beach newspaper from Hawaii had a photograph of former Australian Prime Minister Sir Robert Menzies and his wife Dame Patty with the following caption. Former Prime Minister of New Zealand Sir Robert Menzies was a recent overnight visitor to Hawaii. Sir Robert and Dame Patty en route to their New Zealand home. New Zealand Prime Minister Keith Holyoake should never leave the chair empty. And that's news from Australia for Friday, March the 14th, 1969. It's been a fairly short news this morning, but not half as short as I am. It's Dibby Street to me, so my thanks to all of you and to every one of the FBI.
There's a smile on your face, Brother John. There's a smile upon your face, Brother John. There's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John. There's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? When you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John, and when you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John, when you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John. When you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down. When there's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? There's a love in your heart, Brother John. And when there's love in your heart, Brother John, and when your heart is full of love, 'tis a blessing from above. There's a love for us all, Brother John. Brother John, Brother John. And when your heart is full of love, 'tis a blessing from above. When you wear a gloomy frown and the world comes tumbling down, when there's a smile upon your face, the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John?
How'd you like that, John?
That was very nice. Thank you, Dave.
Why don't you tell us the significance of that, Brother John?
What significance is behind it?
I thought it was your theme song.
Well, it is sometimes. Otherwise, well, I've got one other too, Jimmy Dean and Big Bad John. How about that?
Oh, that's pretty good. Why didn't you read those other two copies of news, sir?
Because I was pretty quick, you see, and I saw that they went from my typewriter, so I threw them out.
Why don't you read them anyway? They're pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who wrote them?
Never mind, just read them.
Here's a last-minute bulletin concerning that story of the arrival of John Hounslow in Adelaide. It's reported by informed sources that Sergeant Hounslow is not going home. Oh, yeah. The citizens of Adelaide and surrounding area are furious. It seems that Sergeant Hounslow has decided to re-enlist for another 6 years. To which I say, no way in this world.
That's great.
Yeah. The second one, what's this? In Adelaide today, it's reported that literally thousands of people are pouring into the city. At last count, there were over 600 people in front of the city hall alone. City officials say they feel relatively safe in that there have been no violent outbreaks. However, they're prepared. The reason for the gathering, says one spokesman, is to welcome home from Vietnam, radio personality and compere, Mr. Note that word, Mr. John Hounslow.
John, we want to thank you for all the fine service you've given us and the Australian news and everything. You've done just a great job. Probably one of the most professional people to ever walk into these studios.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And
my appreciation to everyone at AFN who's been a tremendous help to me. And just for the last time, this is Dionne Warwick. This girl's in love with you.
Good luck going home.
Thanks, mate.
You see this girl? This girl's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love.
Go!
This is Radio DJ. 10:31. The Australian PX is now open during normal working hours for patients and other personnel unable to be present at the normal times of 4 and 5 and 6:30 to 8. Make sure, however, before visiting the PX, you have your ID card and PX ration card. The Australian PX, now open 6 days a week for you.
Radio DJ, Vietnam time 10:30.
Which makes it time for the host with the most, Ian Porters from the coast with the most, Queensland's fantabulous Gold Coast, and Funbeat from Main Beat.
That summer could always Well, there she is, Miss Leslie girl. She wants to be treated like a lady.
The truth about speed. Excessive speed is number one road killer. Ask yourself, do you slow down at intersections, take special care near schools and shops, watch the other fellow when you pull out from the curb? A second lost could save a life. Speed kills, and road safety is in your hands.
Fun Beat, a United Broadcasters sound presentation.
Right, now let's go with Miss Debbie Reynolds and the beautiful Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoot to the dove.
Beautiful from Debbie Reynolds and our musical travel program, and Tammy.
You're listening to Ian Portis from Fun Beat, Fun Beat Music City. With everything in Fun Beat territory. Fun Beat, the sound of music.
And that portion of our program we heard from Debbie Reynolds and Tammy.
Tammy.
That's right, Tammy.
Tammy.
Yes, Tammy.
You love him so.
This is Fun Beat Sounds by the Sea. Let's keep going with music on Fun Beat.
There once was a tiger, a tiny little tiger, playing with his tiger toys. But his nursemaid made him so afraid, he didn't dare make a noise. What happened to the tiger, the tiny little tiger, who never learned to roar? He's just a match, scratched out flat on somebody's bedroom floor. What I'm saying is,
hey, Jimmy, Joe, John, Jim, Jack, leave the little bunnies loose as nuts. When somebody twice their size can't see the world through children's eyes. Don't do this, don't do that, you might as well just be a statue. That's how children lose their spark. But if grown-ups would take part in things that children have their heart in, we'd never end up hiding in the dark. What I'm saying is, hey, Jimmy, Jack, John, Jim, Joe, when you have your own kids, let them know. Though you may be twice their size, you see the world through children's eyes. You see the world through children's eyes.
Hey, Jimmy, Joe, John, Jim, Jack.
Hey, Jimmy, Joe, John, Mick, and Jack.
Hey, Jimmy, Jack, John, Jim, Joe, when you have your own kids, let them know. Though you may be twice your size, you see the world through children's eyes. You see the world through children's eyes.
Right now it's the Cherokees and Oh Mona. And this is released on Go Records.
Oh Mona, it's a Cherokee. When the good Lord sent you.
Ha ha ha!
The Cherokees from Melbourne Town, oh Mona. Right now this is Funnit with the Christmas spirit.
And right now we've got to go from the Fun Beat Show. Time in southern Vietnam is fast approaching 11 o'clock. Time to cross down to 2GB and Mr. Cliff Carey. Don't forget, from 11:30 through 12, we'll be crossing up to 4IP in the Color Radio Studios, Mr. David Greenwood.
Radio DJ Vietnam. The time, 11 o'clock.
This is Radio DJ Vietnam. It's the right sound in the Southland.
This is Garth Carey, sporting editor of Radio Broadcasting Station 2GB in Sydney, and it's indeed a pleasure for me on this occasion to be talking to you, the Australian troops in Vietnam. Firstly, might I say that in future we may be able to help you more and more. I know what it's like when a group of fellows get together, arguments arise over sport, and of course where you are these days representing Australia, you can't always settle your differences of opinion. If you have any problems on sport, any discussions, any arguments that you'd like settled, drop a line to me, Garth Carey, 2GB Sydney, and I'll answer your letters by return airmail, and we can help settle those arguments. In the world of squash, the British Championships, or World Championships as they're normally regarded, have just been played. Australians reached the semi-finals. Ken Hisko and Dick Carter both getting through to the semi-finals. Hisko was beaten in his semi-final. By Jonah Barrington, who went on to win the final against the New South Wales champion Dick Carter. Barrington defeated Carter in five hard sets in one of the most thrilling squash matches ever seen in England. In tennis, Australia won a tennis series against America played at White City last Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. As most Sydney tennis fans had not had the opportunity of seeing the Americans in action this year, they decided to stage this tournament, and Australia won the series by 6-3. The biggest upset was the form of Australia's single star of the day, John Newcombe, who lost all his matches and was obviously all at sea under lights. Arthur Ashe inflicted the last defeat on Newcombe in straight sets, 6-3, 8-6. The Sportsman of the Year awards have gone on, and Jack Brabham has been named Sportsman of the Year. And he's also been named Australian of the Year, but you'll hear more of that on tape just a little later on. This is Garth Carey bidding you all goodbye for this week.
Thanks very much, Garth Carey. Garth will be back again next week with more news on sport.
Settle back and relax, enjoy Anyone for Mozart, presented by the Swingle Singers. This is another album spectacular on Radio DJ Vietnam.
DJ Vietnam, which is Armed Forces Radio, Australian Armed Forces Radio. Time, 11:30.
Radio DJ in Vietnam. We're now going to cross over to Brisbane and Radio 4AP and Mr. David Greenwood.
And it's 91 degrees in the city. All drivers of 1963 and 64 Holden, stand by. Like to get the best performance from your Holden at less cost? You can by using a BP signals to 12. Smooth the slide, and temperature is 91 degrees. But old Smith sings, Carnaby's gone away.
Carnaby's gone away, and the sun refuses to shine. Oh, my Sunday.
At 5:30 to 12, the new one for Adele Smith and Carnaby's gone away. Bye-bye. Much more music on 4IP in the Pozo Seco Singers. And look what you've done.
This is Radio DJ.
It pays to listen to, but not to work here.
Here come the Twilights from Melbourne. And baby, you've got some groovy soul. Oh, that's better. You want to sing that way? Oh, that's a wonderful experiment. It wouldn't be a hit record, fellas. So would you just like to pick up your guitars again in the corner again, and I'll give you the countdown? Are you ready? Get set. Hit it. 1, 2, 3, go. The Twilights from Melbourne. And you got soul. It's 5 minutes after 12. There's a follow-up to Needle in a Haystack, Twilights, and Baby, You've Got Soul. The time is 7 after 12.
Thanks for giving our way while you're going your way. Always drive with care and radio for I think for the world.
What a better way to spend a holiday than on the tropic island in the sun. Enchanting London and Ireland. It's ideal for those young adults and professional people who want light-hearted fun and beauty in a relaxed and a gentle way. Only 10 miles off the coast of Queensland, beautiful Lindy rises out of the warm peacock sea of the famous Whitsunday Passage. It's fringed by coral reefs, brilliant and colorful. Has lazy palm trees and tropical hibiscus. Blue skies, sunny days, and cool tropical nights make this the island you've always longed to get away from it all. Beautiful Lindeman Island. The friendly people of Lindeman will do everything possible to help you to arrange private picnics, special cruises, fishing excursions, or just about anything you want to do. You'll arrive home sun-soaked, rested, healthy, and full of the stories and memories of your wonderful Lindeman Lalani. The Lindeman Island on the Great Barrier Reef. If you'd like to find out more about this wonderful Leilani holiday, I suggest you contact your nearest ANZUS ANA travel agent in Ipswich, Hunter and Stockwell, Nolan's Corner Pharmacy, or the Ipswich Travel Center, and have a wonderful time at Lindeman Island.
Thank you.
Vietnam. The time is fast approaching 12 noon. You've been listening to David Greenwood from 4IP Brisbane. Delegate be listening at 12 o'clock for requests. With Osler and Allen from RDJ Sydney.
Radio DJ Vietnam. Action Audio now presents Osler and Allen from RDJ Sydney and your favorites.
Hi, and welcome once again to another program with
Officer Cameron.
And Alan Moore, you didn't think you were going to get a word in edgewise here, did you, first?
No, I didn't. I thought you were going to sort of ramble on and I wouldn't get a word in.
Listen, before we do anything at all,
yes,
we have to call David Anderson of Maryland in Sydney. Now, any of you chaps listening to this program and you know of a David Anderson who comes from Maryland in Sydney, please call him to this program so he can listen to a very important message.
And we'll be playing that later on in the show.
We'll
and
we're
just definitely wanting to hear it, whatever they can do, don't we?
Yes.
Please.
All right.
Okay, then.
How have you been?
Oh, absolutely marvellous. I went to a beautiful little place tonight for drinks. Have you ever heard of the Mariners Club?
I can't say I have.
Oh, it's rather beautiful. Run by the Carlton Rex, and we went there for a few drinks tonight, and it's done out like an old ship inside, and beautiful brass lanterns and lobster bowls and things like that inside. It's only new.
Yeah, only place I know in town of the good drink is the First and Last.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it? Have you been to the Hero of Waterloo yet?
Not really, though.
So what does any of the boys know about that? It's the oldest pub in Sydney in the Rocks area.
The
absolutely oldest pub in Sydney. It's tremendous.
What's it called?
The Hero of Waterloo.
Oh,
I wonder if any of you boys remember that sort of, I suppose it brings back memories if it does. They're all little old ladies and old men who, but it's funny because they sit back at the piano and sing If You Knew Susie.
Well, listen, we better get on with that first request. We're calling El Cid Young.
And we've got here the Elizabethan Serenade by Ron Goodwin for you, El Cid.
Serenade. Ron Goodwin and his concert orchestra
El Cid Young.
On parlophone.
On parlophone.
I was determined to get that in.
Yeah, who's on parlophone, El Cid or Ron Goodwin?
The Elizabethan Serenade. The recording of Ron Goodwin. Ron Goodwin's not on the record, either.
Oh, isn't he?
No.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
No, I'm most surprised.
Oh. Right, this is Radio DJ in Sydney.
Yeah, with the Alan and Osler show.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Yes, all right, well, the next one is for Charlie Stone.
Charlie Stone, and it's Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys, which was very, very popular at one stage here, and lots and lots of versions came out. So I don't know whether you remember this, Alan, but many versions of it came out, but the McCoys is the most popular. Anyhow, Hang On Sloopy for Charlie Stone.
This might be the first time I've ever heard it.
Hang On Sloopy, the McCoys. That was for you, Charlie Stone.
You like that?
Yeah. And do you feel that your education has sort of been added to slightly after hearing that for the first time?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Charlie, I think we ought to gang up on Alan here.
Pretty ignorant,
about time.
I tell you what I do dig. Music like that one that Sid Young had.
That was beautiful. I really love that.
Find my way of
playing. You were surprised to know that I like that, weren't you?
I was very surprised.
And that you caught me unawares saying that I like it.
This is Radio DJ in Sydney. You're listening to the program with Osler Cameron and Alan Borg, and we play all your requests here. So if you have any requests, well, why don't you put them down on a piece of paper and send them to Radio DJ 23 Middleton Avenue, North Bondi, New South Wales.
Marvellous. You can take a breath now.
Australia. Right. Bob Ryan, here it is. Splish.
Splash.
Reminds me of the time I took a bath.
As I was taking a bath, it's all about a Saturday night. Woo! Rubber soap, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. But I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then, splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was
we were caught unaware then.
Yeah. Splish splash.
You know what? The water ran out.
Yeah.
On the subject.
I don't know why it reminds you of the time you had a bath, because it reminds me of the time when the roof leaking.
Put it this way, it reminds me of Christmas.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah. Alan, no wonder.
I'm glad Christmas is over. Bath was murder.
I'm glad Christmas is coming again. Thank heaven.
Yes, it's only 300 and odd, few odd days.
It comes that regularly, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's pretty regular, Right.
Doesn't Kent look funny there? You notice he's been a lot more silent in the last couple
yes.
of minutes.
There's a glass between him and
yes.
I. He can't hear us.
It's absolutely riot, especially when it's speckled with white paint. It looks like the speckles are all over him.
That's a dirty glass. Didn't notice anything new in Sydney?
New in Sydney?
Yes.
What?
No, I was just wondering if you've noticed anything new. I haven't noticed anything.
Yes, there's the new Wentworths that I've mentioned before.
Oh, yes. You know all about the booze joints, do you?
I love them. I think they're fun. It's not just because I'm sort of
boozy.
A mad boozy. I think they're beautiful fun to go haunting and finding out all the old places.
Marvellous. Have you tried Leo Buring's cellar?
Yes, that's fabulous, isn't it? Mother's... no, what is it called? It's the old crust.
The old crust.
Yeah,
cellar.
That's... The cheesecake. Have you tried the cheesecake?
I love the cheesecake.
We have something in common, Alan. The cheesecake.
Yes, but I think you're thinking about the wrong kind of cheesecake. Wayward
Bill
Molnar. Hiya, Bill.
And Frank Ifield singing The Wayward Queen.
Love the cheesecake. Norrie Paramore Orchestra on CBS, The Wayward Wind, and
I've got something exciting to say.
Hang on, I haven't finished. Frank Ifield, and that was for Bill Molnar.
Frank Ifield.
Sorry for the interruption, Bill, but
did you know that?
You know how women are.
I've met Frank Ifield, and I know him very well. He's an Australian, of course.
You have?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I didn't think you'd be interested. I mean, you keep telling me I interrupt all the time. Well, I want to tell you these little things, Alan, and you never listen.
Very good.
But I do. Yeah. Did you know he sang at one of my school concerts, and my mother we booked him for the school concert. My father and mother booked him for it, and he came over to our place that night, and Mum said, well, look, you ought to go to England, because my mother's sort of one of these type people who sort of pushes people into doing things when she thinks they've got talent. And he said, well, I am going anyway, because I really want to go. And that's how he did I Remember You, his first song. Cause he was, and he wrote us and sent me a free copy of his first record out.
Too much.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
Oh, marvellous.
Hey, are you glad I interrupted?
No.
Oh. All right, then.
Talking about wine.
Yes.
The,
Go on, you start.
I need a little copy.
Well,
you want to share copies? All right.
Yeah,
share
I copies. Can I share copies?
Yes, with me.
You've got the original.
Yes. Carlton and Queen Street. Three on a couch.
Oh. The
just
George.
Like that, you know.
In George Street, The Great Race, Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, which I might add out of personal review here, you know, I sort of write a small review every now and again. It is fabulous, absolutely true.
Good, make it very small. The Metro on Albert Street.
Shoot, thanks. You'll come down with you too.
We haven't got much time, you know.
Oh. This is sad. Odeon, Queen Street, Carry On Cowboys, Sidney James and Joan Finn.
And this is a great film. This, the Paris in Albert Street has the magnificent men in their flying machine. What a show. What a laugh.
Regent in Queen Street, How to Steal a Million.
The new one of...
We only knew.
You finished? Have you finished talking while I interrupt again?
You're madly talking about magnificent men.
Yes. Right. Elvis Presley with his new one, Paradise Hawaiian Style, is on at the Winter Garden in Queen Street.
Yes, and it's a Rex in the Valley. Sound of Music with Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, I might add, is a small favourite here of Mr. Alan Ball.
Right, I'll get on with it. The live theatres, Mark Twain Theatre Restaurant, Sweeney Todd.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
And Her Majesty is a funny girl.
And
tremendous, of course.
The Avalon Theatre, this must be a suburb, St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah. The Lucky Street. I haven't heard of that one.
Well, we've got all that over and done with. We'll move on with the next one. Which is a country and western tune.
I can't stop loving you. That's the funniest thing.
Now, look at that, ain't she pretty?
Ain't she pretty, boy? Ooh, ain't that chick a beauty? Yes, 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 boy. I love her hair. I love her clothes. I love her teeth. Get a load of her pose.
And a great bit of music to get the show underway. That was Buddy Greco with Ooh, Look at There, Ain't She Pretty. Now listen, fellas, don't forget to stick around because we have Oscar and Alan, Lara and the Fox. Now, as Alan Borg said, this should be a pretty great show. They've put a lot of work into it, and I can vouch for it because I was out with them the other night doing it. And John Murphy, Pops, Imports, etc. Greg Lewis with his nice and easy show, and, of course, Kent with classical cameos. And now, I'll slow the tempo down a bit with Miss Dione Warwick and Wishin' and Hopin'.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, keep telling me, walk on by.
Even the best of the shows have their faults, and that was my first blue anyway. I made a great big blue. That was Walk On By instead of Wishing and Hoping. Anyway, not to worry about that. I had the pleasure this week of going out with Lara and the Fox to the state swimming titles which are being held at Des Moines Pool, and I saw them interview such people as Michael Wenden, John Bennett, Lynn Bell, who Fox was very, very impressed with, let me tell you, and Miss Jan Murphy, and Christine Deeks, and a great lot of swimmers. Anyway, they've got these interviews on their show, and you'll probably hear them, sometime in on anyway. I'm not too sure exactly when it'll be, but they're very good. And now, let's go on with the Shadows with In the Mood. Was In the Mood by the Shadows. That was a song that was made famous, not a song, it's a piece of music made famous by Glenn Miller many years ago, probably well known by some of the older fellas up there. Anyway, whilst we're in the mood, let's have Eddie Fisher with A Call the Wind Mariah.
Fires go and they call the wind Mariah.
Call the Wind Mariah. That's a song that's usually left to the folk singers to sing, but it certainly had justice done to it there by Eddie Fisher. That's the fastest half hour I've ever done, so on behalf of my panel of John Murphy out there, and this is John Cox here, saying thanks for being with us, and I'll see you again next week. Au revoir now.
DJ, time 9:30 and a half.
The Australian PX is now open during normal working hours for patients and other personnel unable to be present at the normal trading time. These times are 4 to 5 and 6:30 to 8 p.m. daily. Make sure you, however, before visiting the PX, have your ID and PX ration card. The Australian PX now open 6 days a week for you.
Radio DJ, Vietnam, time 9:31.
Radio DJ presents the Stuart Blues Show.
Are you mad?
That's what they're saying.
Record to commence the program today. And how you're going to sound of Cliff Richard there, a little song called It'll Be Me. Sorry about the coughing, but I've had a pretty bad case of deliriousness lately. We had a party, a 2CH party on Friday night, and got pretty stoned and everything, and it's still recovering. I've managed to bludge a couple of free tickets from the old 2CH wireless, and I'm going to pop along in about 6 days' time to see the big Roy Orbison show with the Walker Brothers and the Yardbirds, and Johnny Young and Company, and a host of fantastic stars down at Sydney Stadium. So possibly next week we'll be able to tell you how things go and what the show is like. They expect the bookings are pretty good at the moment, so it sounds like a pretty good show lined up for Johnny Young and Roy Orbison and the Mob down at the stadium.
Stuart Boo Show, starring Stuart Boo.
I don't like the look of it.
I don't like the feel of it.
Well, we can't change it now. It's the only one we got.
What did you believe about that, baby?
John Denison, discovering what people really do think of the Stuart Boo Show. Madam, what would you like to say about the Stuart Boob Show?
Well, I suppose it's all right in its way if you like that sort of thing. I don't know much about it, I'm afraid. I can't say I'm fussy one way or the other, really. I mean, if the balloon goes up, it goes up, doesn't it? Why worry?
Nothing like an honest opinion about the Stuart Boo Show. I've got a record here which I think you might be interested to hear. It's one by the McCoys. You may remember they had a pretty big record out called Hang On Sloopy not long ago. And this is one that was released, well, actually it wasn't released in Sydney at all, and I always thought it was a pretty good record. It wasn't released in Sydney, and you can't buy it, even if you want to. I got a special copy of it. Why, I don't know, but it's not a bad song. It's called Don't Worry, Mother.
Mother, you old mother told me, only to wear a
secret song from the McCoys, I think. If it would have been released on Parlophone, but it never got off the ground down here. I think it would have been a hit if it had, if it got a bit of airplay, but it's a song called Don't Worry Mother. Now, one of the funny people down here, sort of standing around watching me sort of talk words on the wireless down here, said, describe the studio. Now, I wouldn't know why you'd want to do this. Anyway, well, it's got a desk, you know, and there's a lot of junk on it, and there's a thing over there called a talkback, and there's a marvellous light up there, and there's another odd-looking speaker over there, so that's the situation here. And, what was that? Yes, well, there's a rather rude notice on the wall, but we won't go into that now.
Oh, whoopee.
That's it, good. That was the vaguest thing I've done for years, so I'll tell you something which is quite true now. I don't know why I had to do it. I'll see John about that later. Isn't it interesting to know that more than 1,500 versions of Beatle-written songs have been released in Sydney? Isn't that a gas? Right, play a record, John, will you?
Try so hard to be a man. Oh, it's easy.
A man. Yeah, mate, got a lie in it. Flip side of Friday on my mind.
Now I gotta lie in there. Seems instead like I'm gonna die in there. Where did I go wrong? I tried so hard to be. I tried so hard to be. I'm a
the Australian group currently in England, and the flip side of the record, as we all know, is the Butte song called Friday on My Mind, which is getting a lot of airplay and doing very well overseas.
What are we going to do with Stuart Tan?
Oh.
What are we going to do when they come down again?
Oh.
What are we going to do? We're going to tie them up to strings.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
We're going to tie them up with
dream. Well, you could laugh about that, wouldn't you? Isn't that Groove? What'd you believe? Can I tell them who it is? That's the good old John Denham's mother. You're just showing you what a pretty groove she is. She's a bit of a swinger. She's in the shade, but she swings. Boy, and this is the main thing these days. We say we play two Elvis Presley records, and we will. This one from Elvis, a released on us. Of Brendan and Johnny, who I believe are on together, but I don't make any records, which is the main thing. Well, I'm going to go pretty soon because I promise I'll go home and see Mumsy.
I am very worried about my son.
Yes, I think he's got good reason to be worried, too. Well, I think we'd better go because I think time's on the afternoon. I'll see if she's going to start backing up in a minute.
By the close coordination of man and machine, and was dedicated to the preservation and use of the electronic wireless. associated biograph and pornographic equipment. It was produced and packaged by JABNSB Enterprises and directed by that man of Rennie Kent Fortin. Specialized in protection, came to you with a compliment to the National Defense Department. We wish to thank you and our cast of millions for their most devoted service. Good night and thank you.
Radio DJ Vietnam, the time, 1 minute to 10 o'clock.
The access is on you. Radio DJ Vietnam, news of the week.
Here are the news headlines. Canberra, Premier Key arrives in Australia. After making a brief stopover at Darwin, Premier Key officially arrived at Fairburn Airport, Canberra, to be greeted by the Prime Minister, Mr. Hawke, his wife and government officials. The much-publicised planned demonstrations led by the leader of the opposition, Arthur Colville, have so far caused little more than a ripple in the national. His most respected hardcore followers have publicly shunned and denounced Mr. Colville for his actions. Meanwhile, Premier Key's image, as far as the Australian public is concerned, goes from strength to strength, with little harm being caused by the so-called demonstrators and anti-Vietnam organizations. While Air Vice Marshal Key has been busy with the pressing rounds of official engagements, his elegant wife, Mai, seems to be stealing the publicity limelight. Described by national papers and magazines as a fashion stunner, Mrs. Key has also had to face a heavy schedule. Among those included on Friday was a visit to a Mothercraft Centre and a meeting with national women press representatives in Canberra. The federal government released Premier Key's itinerary, and noticeable were the few public appearances to be made at four main capitals. There has been much speculation as to whether security reasons are involved. Miami. Police heroes arrested on drug charges. Two former Sydney policemen, Brian John Hill, 32, and James Wesley Egan, 29, were seized at Miami Airport en route to Nassau and charged with drug smuggling. They had $12,000 in their possession when arrested. American officials said it was the biggest offbeat smuggling racket ever uncovered. More than $5 million worth of drugs were taken into the U.S. from Hong Kong during 1966. Several people were also remanded on charges relating to the possession of false passports used by the two men. Melbourne. Brabham named Man of the Year.
The chairman of the Australia Day Council, Sir Norman Martin, made the announcement on Tuesday that Jack Brabham had been awarded the Award.